Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Niccolo Comotti here at Venice 73. We are, as you know, the official web radio for the festival. And today I'm pleased to be joined by the crew and the entourage of Jesus VR. Welcome, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So, let's start from the most essential question. 360 degrees, where's the crew? Where's the crew gone?
Where's the crew hiding when we're shooting?
Exactly.
About a third of the crew is dressed up as extras and hiding in full frame. You can see us, if you know what we look like, we're there. I'm the director, I'm hiding. There's the first AD, the sound guy, a few other technicians. And the rest of them, before we call action, are running and hiding around rocks or down cliffs or wherever they can get out of the scene. So yeah,
I'm just very curious also because it's such a maverick way of shooting. I guess you have this new kind of godlike camera right now. There's no way to hide, as you said. How was the shooting schedule, for example? How did you coordinate everything? Was everything completely nailed down on paper and then moving on to the? You can produce maybe.
It was scheduled out completely like a normal film would be. I think you find it's a bit more efficient because you don't have all the coverage you normally do in a film, right? You would put the camera in the middle, and obviously you can move the camera in different places, or you can physically move the camera during a scene. But in general, you don't have all the issues you have with production, with lighting and blocking and makeup and hair, because you're not going to reset for a close up because that doesn't exist in VR. So it's way more efficient in a lot of ways.
And so after this film, finally, we can also see it completely full on. I just saw some snippets, of course, that you organized. The experience is great. I mean, at the beginning, you really are like a little child for the first time, looking around constantly. I mean, I was like next to Jesus, and then looking around Judas is like, oh, cool. I can look it down as well. It's incredible. But what do you think is the next step then now? Like, I really kind of crave for interactivity in a way, a collectiveness as well. But maybe VR, as you see it, is something more singular as well, because you're kind of shaded and covered, hidden almost by the surroundings, whereas cinema as we know it is also, cinema in theaters is also a collective kind of experience. Where would you like the technology to go if you could, just jump in 20 years in time or so?
No, you're better than me. We definitely think that there's going to be interactivity. That's already happening. It's already now. When we shot this at the end of last year, we were pushing the envelope at that point. We were pushing all the technology as far as it could have been pushed. But now, today, you're seeing so much more interactivity. You're seeing convergence between, for example, the video game space and the live action space to give you true ability to interface with the environment and change the environment around you. The potential is enormous. And it's going to keep on evolving, and we're really excited about that.
In this particular film, I think interactivity, wasn't what we were after. This is something that I think is, you're present, you're standing there, and you're immersed in this story. But yeah, in the future, of course, there's going to be an unbelievable amount of interactivity. Whether or not viewers will embrace that is to be seen. I mean, I'm not sure how much choices a viewer wants to see while watching a movie. I think that's a lot of it is still our job to, show them what we want them to see.
And to just wrap up, one little, especially maybe from the director, what is maybe the single, if you could choose, single moment, throughout the making of this film that you're really the most proud of, that you just said, yes, finally I managed to do what I really wanted to do?
I think the one shot in this film that I'm most proud of is, and maybe I'm spoiling it a bit, but there's the POV of, it's Christ's POV on the cross. And no other film in the history of cinema has been able to show that in that way. And I think that's an incredibly emotional shot that people are going to really respond to. So.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you
for being with us. And it's Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.